Exclusive, Jody Arrington leads 37-member letter condemning Biden's anti-American energy policies. By Sean Moran on January 26, 2021. Representative Jody Arrington, RTX, led on Tuesday a 37-member letter condemning President Joe Biden's anti-American energy policies, contending that his policies will eliminate millions of jobs. Arrington and the 35 members condemned Biden's energy policies, which have already led to job losses in the energy industry. They wrote, "As members of Congress representing districts with significant energy infrastructure, we write today with great concern regarding your recent actions taken against our nation's energy producers. At your inauguration, you spoke of healing, unity, and a path forward for the United States. But shortly thereafter you made several unilateral orders that will eliminate millions of jobs for working Americans, and leave our national security open to threats from adversaries. These measures will not lead our nation forward but instead undermine our prosperity, innovation, and safety." On his first day in office, Biden recommitted the United States to join the Paris Climate Agreement and rescinded the permit for the Keystone XL pipeline. "Both of these measures will hurt American workers and increase domestic reliance on foreign oil and natural gas." The Keystone XL pipeline's general manager has said that hundreds of workers have already been laid off after the 46th president scrapped the pipeline's permit. Biden also issued a 60-day ban on new oil and gas drilling permits on federal lands and waters. Frank Macchiarella, senior vice president of policy, economics, and regulatory affairs at the American Petroleum Institute, API, told Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle that Biden's actions against the oil and gas industry could kill as many as 1 million jobs. 35 Republicans joined onto the letter calling on Biden to reconsider his move to shutter America's energy industry. They included Rep. Dan Newhouse, Representative Liz Cheney, Representative David Rauser, Rep. Jody Isay, Representative Fred Keller, Representative Kelly Armstrong, Representative Paul Gosar, Representative Tim Walberg, Rep. Carol D. Miller, Representative Guy Rees-Kenthiler, Representative Pete Sessions, Rep. Greg Pence, Representative Chip Roy, Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, Representative Jeff Duncan, Rep. August Pfluger, Representative Brian Babin, DDS, Representative Louis Gohmert, Representative Steve Scalise, Representative Stephanie Bies, Representative Burgess Owens, Representative Ron Estes, Representative Ronnie L. Jackson, Rep. Ben Klein, Representative Pete Stauber, Representative Barry Loudermilk, Rep. Don Young, Representative Gary Palmer, Representative Lauren Boebert, Representative Yvette Harrell, Rep. Robert E. Lotta, Rep. Robert B. Adderholt, Representative Jerry Carl, Representative Rick W. Allen, Representative Kevin Hearn, Lance Gooden, Jody Arrington. The Republicans also noted that the country's oil and natural gas industry supports rural America, where employment options are often limited. The conservatives called for Biden to reverse his anti-energy policies that damage America's economy. "The oil and gas producers across the country provide millions of high-paying jobs and a safe and affordable supply of energy to our nation," the Republican concluded in the letter. "In order to accelerate our recovery from the pandemic, foster prosperity for future generations, and secure American interests around the globe, you must reject and counteract extreme policies that are hostile to our critical oil and gas industry before the effects become irreversible." Read Arrington and the Republicans' letter to Biden here. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.